Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I know it's chilly. And Friday, from the looks of it, we will be getting snow. The latest that I'm seeing is about an inch, maybe a tad more. I know Jeremy's got his tentacles into our friend Matt DiNardo over there at 8 News to get Matt on with the real details. I mean, we need to know. There's sometimes, in some places, you'd hear an inch of snow and you'd just move on with your day. Here, an inch of snow, as you know, perhaps, could send everybody home for the day. And, you know, it's bizarre. In fact, it's bizarre, because Friday is the bizarre. And then it runs through the weekend. But Friday is the day that I think Heidi was actually headed over there. She's got to get her posse together and do a little adventure over there. She was making her list and, you know, checking it twice and all that other good stuff. But she was going to go to the bizarrely on Friday. But if you got an inch of snow in the morning, forget about it. We're not going anywhere. The latest that I've heard, and I get this from my home weather station, Heidi, says that it should start around 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So we'll keep you updated. I mean, my advice to you, stay very, very, very close. We'll continue to monitor that. We'll deal with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've got some good news. If you are a new parent or a relatively new parent, Luke Pettit is going to be with us. Luke is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. These Trump accounts, man, are just going to be incredible. Gosh. And I think I've aged out of it, right? Or my kids have aged out of it. I think they're just, again, too doggone old to do anything beneficial for me. But you might have little ones. And so the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for President Trump is going to be with us. I think it says, what, 315, Germ? Is that right? 315, 335? Our pal Barry Moore, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry's going to be along at 4:35. They got a lot of great stuff coming up. And, you know, I know, we all know at this point, it is scam season. Tis the season for folks to be trying to rip you off. God, what a terrible situation, right? This is generally speaking. Oh, 3:35. Excellent. Okay. All right. Excellent. 3:35. Perfect. This is a time of the year you would think most people would be happy. I'm pretty happy this time of the year. I really am. I'm pretty happy about it. Now, January, I get a little depressed because in January, that's when I fell at the radio factory and that changed my life entirely in the wrong direction. That's sad, but true. You hear these words, permanently, partially disabled. It's 6 years now since that happened. 6 years since that fall. And I can't even begin to count how many surgeries and medicine bottles and all the rest of that stuff. But it was life-changing. Not in a good way, either. I went to Israel. That was life-changing in a good way. But the fall, not so much. So I get kind of bummed out for the last, it'll be 6 years in January. But December, everybody's happy, right? Should be, anyway. And we get all sorts of ripoffs that are happening as we speak. So we'll talk with Barry Moore about that. On a happier note, you know, we're celebrating 100 years of the Voice of Virginia, correct? Yesterday was the 13th anniversary of yours truly taking over the afternoon program here full time. I am trying to assemble an actual list of the guys, and they were all guys, who were the afternoon hosts before I arrived. And I do need your help on this. Let me share with you what I've got so far, and then I do want to invite you to hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I was sitting down and thinking, okay, here it is. It is 100 years for News Radio WRVA. And we've had a lot of people pass through these doors. Heck, man, in 13 years, I've seen a lot of people come and go. In 13 years, as I think about it, I have seen one, two, three, four. I think this is the fifth General Mangler. It is one, two, three, fourth program director, the second news director. I can't even begin to count how many people have gone through the newsroom and the salespeople and promotions director. I think it's the fourth one. I think maybe fifth. I'm not sure. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm not putting together a list of those folks, right? That's for other people to do. I need to put together a list because I really do want this 100th anniversary to be special. It's such a rare situation that a radio station survives for 100 years. There's some that have been here and have departed the broadcast coil, if you will. There are some stations that have been around and morphed and changed. So, but WRVA is one of a handful of stations around America that has actually been on the air consistently since day one for 100 years. That is huge. So here's what I know from the afternoon show. All right, last 13 years, me. But before me was my friend Leland Conway, and Leland was here for about a year and a half. Before me, everybody was in and out in about 18 months. So before me, it was Leland Conway. Before Leland, it was Doc Thompson. And before Doc Thompson, as memory serves, it was Mac Watson. And before Mac Watson, it was Michael Graham. So I know, actually, I think I know everybody on that list. I do know everybody on that list. But before that, not a clue. Not a clue. So let me ask you a question. Can you help us out? Hit me up on that James River Air text line. I know you didn't think I was going to put you to work this afternoon, but you've been here longer than 13 years, and I'm hoping you'll remember some of the folks that preceded me. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. And I don't know if you just heard the news. As always, excellent news. Now, this is the second news director that I've had, Charles Pyle. And he is doing the best job that I've seen in that newsroom in 13 years. Just going to say that, just for the record. Anyway, but Charles reporting on that. We got pot shops coming to every community in Virginia. anywhere that a connected Democrat has a connection with another Democrat and decides they want to open up a pot shop, it's coming. Localities are not going to be able to say, we don't want weed emporiums in our community. Think about that. Now, I'm thinking where I live, Hanover County. Now, of course, we have the town of Ashland. No question in my mind, the town of Ashland will be thrilled to have a weed shop. They will. They will. The town of Ashland itself, the town proper, will be happy to have a pot shop. There you go. But the rest of us in Hanover, I don't want one down here near Patrick Henry High School. But we're not going to be able to reject them, apparently. It is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. Hit me up on that as well. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Use the James River Air text line, and we'll take a look at that. So, two things just cooking around right at the moment. First, this idea that there is a pot shop coming to your community, thanks to Virginia Democrats. Secondly, 100-year anniversary of the Voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. I need some insight on some of the prior afternoon guys. Oh, and that was the other thing. I was thinking with Rich Herrera now hosting Richmond's Morning News. Rich is the third host of Richmond's Morning News that I have seen in 13 years. But there were certainly guys before that. Now, some of them I know. I know those names, right? You had Tim Timberlake, did we not? We had Alden Arrow. There had to be some folks before them, I would think. We'll talk about it. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. So the Christmas tunage has officially started, correct, Germ? That's why we're hearing all of this. Will we get to Hanukkah tunes, somebody asked. Yes, we will get to both Hanukkah tunes at some point, but we don't want to, you know, we don't want to blow them both out on the same day. We will get to them. There's dreidel, and, well, there's dreidel. All right. Let me take a look at the James River Air text line real fast here. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, you need to lobby Congressman John McGuire to allow these Trump accounts for disabled people regardless of age. Okay. I think that's a valid thing. You bet. Yeah. Next time Congressman John McGuire is on, I absolutely will share that with him. 303, this is Mitchell in Chesterfield, says, Jeff, an inch of snow is hardly any snow. Mitchell in Chesterfield, 303, formerly from Colorado. Mitchell, sit down and let me tell you a story, my friend. 13 years ago, I had the same attitude. An inch of snow is ridiculous. We would just blow it off the back of the minivan if we were back up en masse, yada, yada, yada. And I railed about it for a couple of years, couple of winters. I was just outraged, livid, bat crap crazy, off the charts about how we did such a terrible flipping job when it came to removing snow. Now, all these years later, I realize that the official policy of, hey, it's Virginia, it's going to melt, we don't bother plowing it, is actually just fine with me. I just don't care anymore about that. Let's see. Goochland 804 says, Jeff, what day and time are you planning to tell the Christmas tree story? That is a good question. It's always before Christmas, of course. And as I've done every year for 13 years, it's what, the last 2 weeks of December, we're always off, Germ, right? I always save up the vacation time and take it then. So, yeah, sometime in the next week or two, I will absolutely tell the story of me buying my first ever Christmas tree, which will help to explain why I am no longer allowed to buy Christmas trees. People are always puzzled, Jeff, well, why didn't you know about Christmas trees? Because I'm Jewish. Well, then why did you buy a Christmas tree? Because I had a girlfriend who was not. My wife now, but 804 says, Jeff, Jerry Lund was the afternoon host back in the early 90s. Robert says, Jeff, Doug Carrick was the afternoon host in the late 70s. 804 says, Jeff, Jim Jacobs was the guy that was there the day the WRVA stopped playing music, but I don't remember the date. Okay, fair enough. 804. I believe Lou Dean was there, and I believe that Jim Jacobs was there as well. All right, I will take a look for that. Tom 804 says, Jeff, Sean Hannity was on from 3 to 6 for a few years. I don't know if that is actually correct. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm not totally sure about that. Jared from Mechanicsville says, Jeff, didn't you host the morning show when Barrett left? Well, I did, and that was because there was no advance planning. It's another story for another time. But yes, I agreed to fill in for a few weeks while they tried to find a new morning guy. And that was John Reed came along. Yeah. Jance in Ashland says, hey, Jeff, you're absolutely right about Ashland, the town. It wouldn't surprise me if the powers to be haven't already put in for a weed whack-a-doodle shop. Oh, they will love it. They will absolutely have one there. Steve from Chesterfield says, hey, Jeffs, I like your show. I'm glad that you've been able to hang with us on the radio for so long. Congratulations. I don't like having to get used to a new personality on the radio. Where does Jimmy Barrett fit into the progression? Well, Jimmy did mornings and never did afternoons, so far as I know. And there you have it. All right. Jan also says this of Ashland isn't the town I grew up in anymore. 804. Let me get to this quickly. Tom and Henrico, then we'll get to Charles Pyle in the news. 13 glorious years, Jeff. Jimmy Barrett did well in choosing a man with a family to set up roots in Richmond. I have been listening to WRVA since I moved here July 2002, enjoying every moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very nice. I will also explain that the, Jimmy Barrett did not bring me here, although that's what everybody thought. Well, I'll give you the details. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got all sorts of great stuff happening. Unfortunately, Friday we are talking about some snow, which will absolutely wreak havoc. Absolutely wreak havoc. With Central Virginia. You know that, and I know that. 5 o'clock in the morning is when we are hearing it is going to start, and it could be hitting us from 5 in the morning till, 11 a.m. or noon, and so it's going to wipe out the day. But we'll keep you up to date on that, I promise you. My kids are too doggone old to do anything but cost me money. However, some of y'all are about to get a great benefit. The Trump accounts that we've been hearing about, we heard about them during the Big Beautiful Bill. Remember, Congressman John McGuire was here. We had Congressman Rob Witt. We had a lot of people here talking about, well, they are real now. And Luke Pettit is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury overseeing this sort of stuff. And I'm just thrilled that he's got a couple of moments for us. Luke, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, I hate to say it, but my kids are too old, right? The youngest one is 21. He's not doing anything good for me at this point, is he?
You know, unfortunately, as passing the working family tax cuts, it's solely focused on children under 18. But I think that presents an opportunity for the next generation here. And, you know, maybe your grandkids will be able to participate.
There you go. I love the idea behind this. Do me a favor, because a lot of people have sort of heard about this in the background, but bring us up to speed. What exactly is this Trump account that kids are going to be able to have?
Sure. So these are essentially retirement and investment accounts that the Working Family and Tax Cuts bill created with the name Trump accounts. They basically give every child in America a real financial head start. And they allow Americans to build long-term savings from birth and harness the power of compound growth. And so these will be accounts that will be created. Children under 18 will be able to create them starting in the 4th of July of next year. And parents with children that are born during the Trump administration from January of last year till the end of 2028 will be eligible for $1,000 of contribution from Treasury to seed that investment. And so hopefully what these will be is accounts that will start to help kids have ownership in the American economy, grow, learn about compounding, investing, and really set themselves up for financial success over the course of their lives.
My gosh, I love that. What are the restrictions? There's got to be something, right? I mean, the kids can't take them out in a year, can they?
No. So when a child turns 18, it would basically work just like a traditional IRA, giving, you know, young adults strong financial foundations to they can use those funds for higher education, save for a first home, or just, you know, work towards a comfortable retirement.
Okay, excellent. And so we're talking about retirement, but would it also be available to them? Let's say somebody grows up, they get to be 18, and they're thinking, you know, I can use some of this money for trade school, for college, for other things, or is it strictly to hold on to until retirement?
So while the intent is really to build a nest egg for the duration of the lives of these children, the funds themselves, once they turn 18, if it's to start a business, if it's to pursue higher education, they will be available. Based on the use and the ultimate end of the funds, there might be different tax treatments, but the money basically becomes theirs as a traditional IRA to do with it what they need to succeed in life.
It is beautiful. Luke Pettit is joining us, the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, overseeing all of these Trump accounts. I saw earlier that the Dells, Michael and Susan Dell, have committed $6.25 billion for these accounts as well.
Yeah, that was a historic announcement yesterday in the Oval Office, announcing truly, like you said, a historic commitment. That's $250 per child for up to 25 million Americans. And that really shows the power and the philanthropic nature of a lot of, you know, the wealthy Americans who I think are looking at Trump accounts as a unique way to give back to the country and do so directly and to bypass, you know, going through the philanthropic industrial complex and maybe not having as much thrust of the giving that a lot of these wealthy and successful Americans, you know, the impact they want to have on our country.
There is nobody, in my opinion, Luke, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nobody except for President Trump who could have put this idea forward and said, follow me on this, because this is just brilliant.
No, you're right. And if it weren't for his leadership and for him leading in the waning days of negotiating the working family tax cuts this summer, this program never would have launched. And I think he realizes the power, you know, being a businessman and an investor, of getting this broad-based exposure to capitalism, to the markets, to American youth from a young age. And this is going to be a fundamental and paradigm shift in the way that children view investments, the markets, and capitalism more broadly.
What about the donations or the deposits, right? I guess donation is the wrong word, but deposits. Parents, I'm assuming, would be those who would fund these for the most part. Would anybody else be able to deposit it? And are there any limits on what they can put in there?
Sure. So, you know, family members like parents can contribute up to $5,000 per child. Governments and nonprofits can do so in addition, above and beyond that $5,000. But you're also going to see, hopefully, a broad-based uptake in corporate interest. And so employers, think about, you know, your local employer wanting to provide another benefit to you. They can contribute directly to your children's accounts as well. And so I think you're going to see a lot of different sources of these funds come up in the next 6 months in the run-up to the 4th of July next year.
Now, you said $5,000. Is that $5,000 total, or is that $5,000 per year?
Per child per year.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Luke, it is incredible. All the more reason I resent my children aging out of this so fast, but that is just wonderful. $5,000 per year per child, and it can come from other folks besides their parents. I think this is one of those things that is, it's not just a landmark thing, but it's a legacy thing. I mean, a lot of us get to an age, President Trump certainly is at an age where he's thinking far beyond his own years. This is a true legacy that President Trump is creating for our nation.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, it's not just about the contributions. It's also about the compounding. You know, S&P 500, his average annual return of 10.5%. You compound that, even that $1,000 seed that newborns will be getting, it's 65 years of compounding. It's $674,000. You start contributing regularly to the programs. This is going to be a significant sum for a lot of these children, especially those who wouldn't have access to investment funds earlier on in their lives.
All right. What about the whole investment part of it? Because you're talking about some of us, I would include myself in this. My family would not have known anything at all about investing. Are we supposed to be managing these accounts and picking stocks for our kids?
So no, not out of the gate, these investments are going to be restricted to low cost, broad U.S. stock indices. We're working through that in the implementation phase now, but you can think of it like a broad-based U.S. market ETF. And so there, while there won't be those choices in terms of, you know, a single stock you might want to allocate towards, what it will do is give you broad-based kind of buy-in to the American economy. And so kids won't have to pick between stocks, but on the other hand, as America's economy grows, so will their net worth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're just hearing in our news about some great numbers coming out for Macy's, some other stuff improving greatly during the last year. One of the things that's almost shocking here, Luke, is that it was not only Senator Ted Cruz who was on board with this, but Senator Cory Booker. Did President Trump do it again and just bring everybody together on this one?
You know, it was a shock to see that the letter that came out encouraging companies across this country to contribute on a bipartisan basis. But I think it just speaks to the power of these accounts and how important of an initiative this is. And while D.C. is a particularly partisan place, this the Trump accounts and the concept here and the ultimate impact it will have on our children, you know, maybe that message did resonate across the aisle.
Yeah, I think it did. I was so happy when I saw that. At first, I must confess, I thought it was a Babylon Bee article, and then diving into it. All right, so folks who are hearing about this, Luke, and let me remind everybody, Luke Pettit is joining us, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Folks who are hearing about this, thinking, okay, this sounds great to me. I think it's going to be wonderful for my kids. What do they have to do to get this stuff set up?
So I think for right now, I would direct people to trumpaccounts.gov. We launched it yesterday, and we're going to be updating it soon with some broader, you know, questions and answers on eligibility, investments, how to set up accounts. And then just stay tuned for the spring and the lead up to the 4th of July. We'll be rolling out financial literacy events, more information about what the accounts will look like and investments will look like. And yesterday's event in the Oval was really kind of the kickstart of this initiative that's going to culminate on the 4th of July next year.
It was a really cool event to watch. And you have to tell me, were you there for that?
I was indeed, yes.
Yeah. Is it? All right. Just between us. How cool is it being in the Oval Office? I've never been there. I mean, I've looked at it for my entire life and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's just got to be the coolest thing ever.
Between the history and the changes, aesthetic changes that have been made, it really is. It's a beautiful and powerful and significant room. And to be there even for this one event was a true honor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you're certainly going to speak with the president long before any of us do. You let him know. He's got a lot of people out here in the real world that absolutely love what he's doing, appreciate what he's doing. A lot of us that have been supporting him for many, many, many years. And we do appreciate the hard work that every one of you is doing up there in D.C. It's clearly not easy, but it is working. And believe it or not, it's resonating with us out here.
Well, thank you for that, and I will do. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, sir. Hope to check in again. That is Luke Pettit. He's the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. You're hearing now about these Trump accounts. Some of us, our kids, good for nothings that they are, not going to help us. However, you got younger kids. This is all about you. This is all about that power of compounding. Did anybody learn that in school? That's something that ought to be taught in school, by the way. Instead of woke DEI crap, telling boys they can be girls and girls they can be boys and humans they can be cats and all this other garbage that we have in so many school divisions at the moment. Here's an idea. Sit those kids down and explain what happens with compounding, with compound interest, how you can take $1,000 and grow it exponentially. What did Luke say? $657,000? Moms and dads, you get another way to look after your kids. I mentioned legacy, right? A lot of us are at a stage in our life where we are thinking legacy. I think legacy all the time. You know, what am I going to leave behind? What have I done? Have I accomplished anything? Is there something that's beneficial that's come from my time, right? This is one of those things you as a mother, you as a father, are going to be able to do for your kids. Not just able to do, but you need to do it. Jeff, I'm not going to have $5,000. Fine, put $1,000. I don't care what you put in. The point is to get it started and teach those kids at a very early age. They can put that money in there and again, look at the power of compounding interest. Look at becoming involved in the marketplace. Is this going to put Carl Carlson and his team out of work? No. Is it going to make their job easier? I'll bet it does, because they won't have to deal with people like me who come from a background. My parents didn't know anything about stocks. You know, we were as working class as you could possibly get. They didn't know anything about it. They never owned a stock. They didn't know anything about the markets. You talk about the markets with my mom or my dad, they would have thought, yeah, we'll pick up a chicken while you're at the market. But you have a chance with these younger kids to give them that education and help them to watch that money grow. This is a great thing. I'm just thrilled about it. It is 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We are doing a little history at the moment, trying to assemble the complete list of afternoon hosts for News Radio WRVA. We've got the last 13 years covered. Yes, I know. But prior to me, I need to put together, well, because we're celebrating the 100 year anniversary of WRVA, and I'm trying to make it complete and total. I'll fill you in on a few of the other details as we head through the afternoon. And if you like your weed, you can sell your weed. No, seriously, because you're about to get some weed shops in your town, and there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it. Thank you, Virginia Democrats. Wow, wow, wow. It is 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's News Radio WRVA Wednesday. Friday, however, is when the snow is scheduled to arrive, apparently starting around 5 o'clock in the morning. I would start getting ready now. You know as well as I do what's going to happen. So, just a heads up. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I got a couple of assignments for you. Assignment number one is to help me assemble a complete list of the full-time afternoon hosts on this here little station, because we are celebrating our 100th anniversary. I can account for 13% of the afternoon broadcast history, but other than that, you know, I do have a number. I mean, I've given you some of the names, but there are folks who preceded those guys as well. 804's Jeff, Jim Jacobs, host of the afternoon show at WRBA through the 90s. Okay. Mitchell in Chesterfield says, Jeff, do either of those Chesterfield County senators actually live in the county? Well, our soon-to-be lieutenant governor, Ghazala Hashmi, she doesn't even know where she lives. So it might be in Chesterfield. I don't know. It's possible. Steve says, Jeff, listening to the decisions coming down from Capitol Square, it's pretty clear they have begun to smoke a lot of weed. Yeah, I don't think they've just begun. I think they've been doing that for a while. Another Steve says, Jeff, I also remember I enjoyed Doc Thompson while he was on the air. It is sad that he died so tragically after he left. I think that Rookie Rich is doing pretty well. Do your best to help him get even better. I am trying. I think it's working, right? Germ, any visible bruises on Rich? I don't think so. I think we would... rather kind and welcoming him aboard. Josh in Prince George says, Jeff, the Lee brothers filled in quite a bit. Yeah, you know, that's a funny story, because the best program director that we had here during my time, a guy by the name of Aaron Trimmer, Aaron, when he first got here, said, hey, Jeff, first thing I'm going to do, I got to get rid of those Lee brothers. And he did. Can I tell you? I mean, it is the way the business works. The very real program director. See, this is the thing. People say, Jimmy Barron hired you, and that's wonderful, and we love Jimmy. Nice enough guy. But Jimmy Barron, in reality, did not hire me. The guy that hired me was Ken Charles, and Ken is the best spoken word program director in the industry. And I've known him for, I don't know, 35 years. He's hired me a bunch of times, actually. He's put on different stations on there and said, hey, I need you to come and help me out. So I've done it. But he's the guy who brought me here, just FYI, because that was after he had brought me to Boston. Now you know the rest of the story. Let me see. Jerry Lund. Did Jerry Lund ever do afternoons? I don't know. He did talk in the evenings, right? Wasn't that the Jerry Lund thing? He did it in the evenings, like 7 to 9 or 7 to 10, something like that. I think so. Jeff, I worked at WRBA in the late to mid-80s. I followed Alden Arrow and Tim Timberlake back when we used to still play music. I did the midday show. Dave Jesper. Well, Dave, thank you for reaching out. And if you know anything about the afternoon slot, let me know. Okay. Larry in Chesterfield says, Jeff, there was a gentleman who died in a helicopter crash. His name was Howard Bloom. It happened back in 1974. The chopper lost a tail blade, crashed into a house on 34th Street. Wow. Okay. All right. DT from Hangover County says, Jeff, we might as well have a pot shop here since we already have the drunken raccoons. I'm going to restate for the record. Let the record reflect this, Your Honorship. That drunk raccoon was drunk, in my ABC store. That's my ABC store. And thank God he stayed away from the Deep Eddy peach-infused vodka. Charles says, Jeff, Dick Hemby, late 70s, early 80s, very funny guy. All right, excellent. I'm putting the list together. I will check it twice. I don't know if it's going to account for all 100 years, but I'm going to get as close as I possibly can. 804, Jeff, whatever happened to Scott Thompson? I can't remember. I'm not familiar with that name. Is anybody familiar with a Scott Thompson? I remember Doc Thompson. Doc Thompson died But I don't know about a Scott Thompson. Jeff, Alden Arrow was the voice of WRBA for about 50 years. Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing. You will not see that ever again. That's true. That's true. Let's see. Jeff, don't forget Mac Watson. No, I'm not. I didn't forget Mac Watson. He was definitely on the list because he was another guy who was here for about 18 months. I'm telling you, there was this cavalcade, a parade of folks in the afternoons. That's why it's so difficult to get the list together. Coming up at 4:35, Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. He is going to be here. We got some good stuff. We got some not so good stuff. Christmas time means that scammers are out in force, and that includes certainly the porch pirates. We should probably get our pal Mike Romano from the Postal Inspection Service on. This is kind of their bailiwick. But there are a lot of scams. There are a lot of scams that are being perpetrated as we speak. And Barry's got some insight on how you can stay safe. And the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, has some great stuff that is also happening. I want to give you the good as well as the bad. The pot shops are coming. I don't know where you think you live, but as far as the folks taking over the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, and the attorney general's office, they think you live in Weedville, and they are about to place a pot shop in your neighborhood. Simple as that. Here is a piece of good news, though. We're about to get some nonstop flights to Puerto Rico, thanks to JetBlue. I'm excited about this. I really am. Do we still fly to Bermuda from RIC? Didn't we have flights to Bermuda for a while? And I don't know. Maybe we still do. Because I'd love to go. I would love to go. No, I'd love to go to Bermuda. I've always wanted to go to Bermuda. But Puerto Rico is pretty cool as well. So the airline, JetBlue, is set to begin service to San Juan on March the 26th. This is a great one-way tickets are going to be $99. So $198 will take you from RIC to Puerto Rico. Now, once you get to Puerto Rico, you're on your own. You got to find stuff to do, places to stay, all that good stuff. And then you come back for $99. Also a good deal. But I like that. I've always been a JetBlue fan, even as I have missed a flight or two over the years because it's been delayed. But I still am a JetBlue fan, and I do like the fact that they're starting a nonstop flight to Puerto Rico. So it's, what, about 2.5 hours get you from RIC down to San Juan. I'll take that for sure, especially when the weather is a little bit chillier. Oh, Dick Hemby went to WSB. All right, fair enough, Charles. I appreciate that. He's not there anymore. But that's where he went. WSB is a great station, by the way, in Atlanta. For those of you that are talk radio nerds, SB is, in fact, under the direction of the aforementioned Ken Charles. See, I'm giving you a lot of behind-the-scenes, behind-the-curtain stuff. I hope you care a little bit about, but I fear nobody really cares. And the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, would like everybody to leave their criminals alone. He appeared on CNN and he said that the feds coming in and charging people and investigating crimes in St. Paul and all of the scamming that's going on in the Minnesota state operations there, Medicaid, Medicare, all that fraud. He says, just leave it alone. We got it all handled. Just leave our criminals alone. Luckily, I don't think President Trump is going to be paying attention to that. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. All right, so that's the short forecast. The real forecast, which you obviously know, is that Friday morning, we are looking at snow and or snow showers. The latest is this. About an inch. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Incoming. Updated. Snow accumulations now less than an inch. Well, how much less than an inch? Isn't that really? That's the real question, right? Jab's going to be less than an inch. Well, how much is it? 99/100ths of an inch. That it doesn't say. But snow showers during the morning. Again, we're looking at snow beginning at around 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. And, well, they're going to be with us, looks like it, through about lunchtime. Is it going to stick? Good question. Yeah, daytime high is only going to be 32, so that's going to be around. But then Saturday and Sunday, we're up into the 40s, so that should begin to melt away. If it doesn't all melt away, how does that impact stuff? Friday morning will be a mess. I would imagine we'll actually have schools that are closed. And then Saturday is supposed to be the big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. I don't know if it happens if we've got snow on the ground. I don't. So as I know, you will know, because I am going to be part, again, this year of the Dominion Energy Christmas parade. I'm pretty excited about that. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has invited me to do that. So I'm thinking that's a good thing. All right. I know we've been talking a lot because I've been asking you about the afternoon program here on News Radio WRVA, trying to figure out the whole history of our afternoon show as we are celebrating our 100th anniversary of this radio station. You know, I think it's pretty cool stuff. So here's a couple of other notes that have come here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's see. Jeff, where is the money for the Trump accounts going to come from? Well, good question. Will it be coming from you? Will it be coming from me? I don't know. That's a good answer. I mean, a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. That's Todd in the West End. Hey, Jeff, heard you talking about the pot shops. I'm not a fan of that either. However, they're going to be heavily taxed, and the funds are going to go to schools, and hopefully it'll reduce the criminal elements of pot. We've heard about the high taxing for all this stuff for a million years, and it never does actually work out. And from RVA says, good afternoon, Jeff. Do you know Debbie Ashley? She was the office manager. I do not. I'm sorry. Whit Baldwin, Jeff, was a helicopter traffic reporter. That's Maggie. Chesterfield County school teachers reaching out via this text saying, Jeff, can you please get us a 2-hour delay or a closing for Friday? You betcha, doing the best I can. It is 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. How many of us, by a show of hands, unless you're driving, are proud of Fox News? Proper description of the drunk guy at the Ashland ABC store, Trash Panda. Oh, sure, people know him regularly as a raccoon. But Trash Panda is one of those names. Mm-hmm. I will remind you, my ABC stores. Truth. Gosh, I saw that before I get to Barry. I just have to tell you, I saw the photo before I read the story. I thought, hey, isn't that our ABC store? Heidi, isn't that our... And then I read the story, and there you go. So there you have it. All right, lots of great stuff going on, but we've also got some problems going on. Tis the season. And when tis the season, it tis the season for all of the ripoff artists to come out. It really is. I mean, there's all sorts of scams, all sorts of things going on right now, and we've got to be aware of it. Our friend Barry Moore is the president and the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. We've got him here to talk a little bit about that and also some of the good stuff that the BBB has coming up as well. Barry, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, we just went through Cyber Monday, Black Friday. We had everything going on, sale-wise, scam-wise, and we put so many helpful tips out at our healthy holiday shopping season at BBB.org. So it was great. But, Jeff, 13 years. 13 years. The BBB wants to recognize you're an accredited business, accredited radio station. thank you for 13 years and what you've done here. I remember I knew the Lee brothers. They were on before you for years, and you came to town, and you're a Yankee like me, so here we are together. You have changed so much, Jeff, yeah. the community. You have. When I go through my neighborhood or I go through accredited businesses and people say, well, Jeff tells me that I should consider being accredited. Why? And I explain it to them. They're thanking you. You're helping their business. More importantly, you're helping our community. So that's enough of that. But thank you. Keep celebrating 13 years.
That is very kind. Thank you, Barry. I appreciate that. Like you, relocated, but fell in love with Central Virginia very, very quickly. And,
yes, you did.
Yeah, continue my love affair with the community. All right. There's still people I know that are going to be working scams the closer we get to Christmas, right? Because there are going to be some of us who are a little desperate.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we didn't get this gift. We didn't get that gift. What is the way that the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia is helping people stay safe in that regard?
Well, we encourage everybody. We encourage our accredited businesses to put our logo, the accredited business logo, right there on their front door, brick and mortar, right there on their radio stations, right there on their TV spots, and then their website. Make it easy for consumers because they're searching. They want to do business with accredited businesses. They want trust and respect, and that's what you get with that kind of an accredited business. So yeah. BBB.org, find them, and consumers should demand it. If a company's not accredited, ask why,
yep.
And they check their history with us. I mean, and be careful on the online, the social media sales, be careful.
Yeah.
But, I want your listeners to know December 16th, when you agreed to join us at Evie's little conversation, right, Spark Conversation, and it's with local authors, and you're a local author, Jeff. And you're going to be there, and you're also going to tell the power of storytelling, if I could say it right.
Yep.
You're going to teach people the why, the how.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's absolutely true, Barry. When I saw that Evie is a superstar there at BBB, am I right?
She is. Yes you are.
She's amazing. I love her.
My whole staff, we're lucky that she is leading this program, doing things in town, Central Virginia, that nobody else, you can't go anywhere else for it, you know?
That's right.
And when we got Jeff Katz, seriously, and I'm being serious with the audience, come and be there. You're going to have books for sale, I'm sure. You're going to sign them.
Sure.
You're going to have some, you know, nice profile, glossy shots. You know, you look like you're about 25 years old. But you're going to be telling a story you can't get anywhere. You can't tell this on the radio station. When people come out and see you, I've seen it at Jake's Place.
Yeah.
I've seen it firsthand. Oh. They fall in love with the Jeff Katz that I know.
Oh.
And so I can't wait. December 16th, you're so gracious, 9 to 11:30. You got an RSVP. Best thing, just call me at 521-6940 and get signed up. But even on December 9th, we have Brain Bodega. You know, you talked a lot yesterday about nonprofits.
Yes.
And I heard you, and it's loud and clear. And the Giving Tuesday, that never ends, it seems.
That's right.
Got like 9,000 nonprofits in this state. What are we all doing? We're not fixing things necessarily. We're doing a lot of golf tournaments. We've got to get serious and start fixing the root causes of so many issues to make a difference for our future. So Brain Bodega is a for-profit company, Jeff, that tutors kids that are getting cancer treatment or adults missing colleges. They're online tutors.
Wow.
And you know who pays them? You know who pays them? The nonprofits that are raising all the money. So I hope December 9th in my mm-hmm. office, we have 30 or 40 of these nonprofits you were talking about yesterday.
Right.
And you're very gracious. You, Carl Leonard, I mean, you guys donate. I try to keep up with you guys, but I think that day, Jeff, is if you come out December 9th in the afternoon and learn, and you're a nonprofit, and you have money, you just keep raising money, and you don't know what to do with it, you want to make a real difference, help a child or an adult get tutored.
Okay.
If they're sick.
Wow.
Sickle cell,
yep.
Cancer, sickle cell,
yeah.
Could be arthritis, all sorts of diseases or illnesses that they can help.
I love that. All right. Now, I want people to, certainly, if you are part of a nonprofit and you're thinking, we've raised a lot of money, we've done a golf tournament like everybody does, or we've done a charity drive and we've got this money, but now what? You don't want to be sending your executive director on a world cruise or something like that, right? I mean, you want to really do something good. Bodega, December the 9th at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. If somebody's listening right now, Barry, who is part of a nonprofit and they'd like to be part of that, do they just show up or is that another thing they got to register for?
We want to have a head count. We want to know who's coming to help. Erica Carson is the owner. We want her to know who's coming. And we want to get a food count. We're going to get some food, of course. We always do. We treat people very well.
Yes, you do.
You know, you got our events. You're not shaking it down. We're just trying to have really good conversations. And I can't wait. You know, I hope I get the Mosaic people, Jeff, you know where I live.
Yep.
They want to see you. This is their opportunity. Anybody's invited to our events. I don't care if you're 15, 18 years old or you're, you know, 70 years old. And you want to meet Jeff Katz and buy his book for the holiday? This is the time to do it. Well, no question.
That is very kind. Now, let's talk about what this event really is. It's about meeting local authors. And as soon as that went up, as soon as Ebby shared it, I said, well, totally, I'm in. I'm going to be there. It's not just me. Thank God. It's not just me, Barry. There are, like, really good local authors who are going to be there. Now, if I understand it correctly, folks are going to be reading from their book. They're going to tell stories. The book I'm going to be talking about primarily is my latest. It is called the... I don't even want to tell you what it is, but it's all about storytelling. And I'll tell the story when I'm there about storytelling. But,
yes.
You know, the hidden power of storytelling. But the other authors that are going to be there, if somebody is a local author and says, wow, I'd like some exposure, what do they do to become part of this on December 16th?
Call me immediately, 521-6940-BARRYMORE. And I got to tell you, last year we had a lot of authors. This time, because it's closer to Christmas, we're having a hard time. People are traveling. But, you know, so if you're a local author, you want to get your word out, bring some books by, sell some books, get some autographs. Yeah. December 16th is where you want to be. And we're now easy to find. We're on Cox Road and right by Innsbruck there, and a beautiful office at 4800 Cox Road.
Yeah.
And it is so intimate. We have the podcast studio. We just started a internship program for accredited businesses. If they would like to have an internship program, we have something in works with VCU, and VCU students will be applying to be an intern. And you remember Harry?
Yep.
He was one of my first interns at the Better Business Bureau, and he was a model. I mean, he was great, and I hope everybody's just as good. But anyway, you're so gracious with your time, and thank you for everything, Jeff.
Absolutely. And your listeners. Well, I am looking forward to that, and we will send everybody to the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. If you are a local author and you'd like some exposure, again, reach out to Barry Moore at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Great event with local Central Virginia authors. It's going to happen December the 16th, the Better Business Bureau right there on Cox Road from 9 in the morning till 11:30. If you want to come out and get some books, you want to meet the local authors, same thing, just reach out to Barry, Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry, it is always a pleasure, my friend.
Always.
I appreciate you like you don't know. You're a good man. So
thank you, my friend.
Thank you. That is Barry Moore. I will get all those details up on social medias in case you didn't catch the phone number or the website or what have you. But the big one is going to be December the 16th. I think it's so cool. I get a lot of people that have asked me, could you come out and do a book signing or something? And I'm going to try. Barry is Barry's just great people. Simple as that. And what happens with the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia is so important. I am personally very, very proud, that my speaking, my writing stuff, I'm an accredited business. WRBA is an accredited business. That means a lot to me. It is 447, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Merry, merry. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, why is it? I will share the Hanukkah tune at some point, I promise you. Here's the thing, though. Friday, Friday, we're looking at a blast of winter for us anyway, right? Some people are going to laugh at you. You know the way this works, right? People move to Florida. And what happens? Every time it snows up north, they got to check in with their relatives. Hey, how's that snow working out for you? Guess what we got down here? Sunshine. And I think it would work the other way were it not so disastrous. Every time there's a hurricane that hits Florida, there are people up north thinking, well, that doesn't happen here, but yeah, we can't really mock them because, you know, they got alligators and there's damage. And then you and I are right here in the middle, where if we get an inch of snow, our friends and family to the north or to the west will laugh at us, but an inch of snow for us is impactful. So that's what we're looking at. Now, I got two different projections here. You just heard Matt DiNardo, our buddy, a couple of moments ago. And Jerm, I think we got him locked and loaded for tomorrow, but Matt DiNardo saying it could be a couple of inches. And then I'm looking at Weather Channel that says, no, it's about an inch. Either way you slice it, it would appear as if there will be snow, an accumulation of snow Friday morning. Everybody agrees it's going to start probably around 5 o'clock in the morning, and it would appear as if most folks are on the same page saying it will end around lunchtime. Okay, so please be prepared for that. Schools, Friday morning, if we've got snow falling, we have any accumulation, you know they're going to be closed. We know that already. But we also have to start thinking about what happens later in the day. And we've got to start thinking about Saturday. Saturday is the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. I'm looking forward to it, although I hate the cold, but I will be there. I'm really very, very excited about being part of the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade again this year. And it could be impacted by the snow. So that's what I'm going to tell you. And I just want you to bear that in mind as we are looking at that. All right. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got a lot of stuff that we've got to deal with. Yes, the pot shops are coming, and we'll certainly have to talk a little bit about that. And believe it or not, the New York Times has now debunked an article by the Washington Post attacking the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. You gotta love it when they're eating their own, don't you? It is 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Five oh five, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yep, that's what it is. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow would be Friday Eve. That is correct. A lot of great stuff coming up tomorrow. Tony Pham is going to be here. Rob Chadwick is going to be here. Our media equalizer, Brian Maloney, is going to be here. But none of that compares to Friday at 5:05. What is happening Friday at 5:05? Well, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard will be joining us on this here little program, 5:05 Friday afternoon. Well, Jeff, what's the big deal? I mean, we like Sheriff Leonard and all, but, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that Sheriff Carl Leonard and I have finalized our, you have got to be kidding me, you're going to do that to raise money for Special Olympics event for this year. Yes, we have. What can I tell you? Well, I can't tell you a lot because 5:05 Friday is when Sheriff Carl Leonard will be here to make the official announcement with me. I'll give you a couple of details. First year that Carl Leonard decided to do something crazy and potentially injurious and maybe even fatal. He had that crazy, insane potato chip eating thing. Like, you had to buy one chip. And you had to sign, like, medical waivers, right? It was crazy. And he ate it, and then you weren't allowed to drink any water or anything. Now, thank goodness I was not involved with that one. I don't like spicy anymore. Isn't that... I'm telling you this really weird thing as an aside. I find that now I don't like spicy foods in the same way that I used to. And I'm always cold. Now, I used to be like a human hot water bottle. People in the family would gather around me instead of building a fire outside. We didn't need a campfire. They just gathered around Dan because he was always hot. Not like that. Just, you know, warm and toasty. Now, I swear to you, I'm cold all the time. First thing in the morning. What did I tell you? I'm not lying about it. People are saying, Jeff, you tell such good stories. I'm not telling stories. I'm just telling you what happened. There's a difference. It's nothing fictional. First thing in the morning, I get up and go, hey, I'm alive. That's great. Thank you, God. And God, it's blank and cold. So anyway, I'm always cold. I was not involved in the chip challenge. But the year after that, I got involved. Matching Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattoos. That's what we did that year. Remember? We said, if in fact we can raise, I don't even remember what the amount of money was, but if we can raise this amount of money, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to get the Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattooed on himself. And if we raise a little bit more, Jeff Katz is going to do the same thing. Well, we did it. And then, God bless him, Mike Ivey, Journeys End Tattoo Studio, Anderson Highway out in Powhatan, stepped up and said, guys, I'd like to do it for you. And he did. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. What did we do last year? Anybody remember? Well, my feet remember. Maybe Pepperidge Farm remembers. I don't know. But my Tootsies remember. We walked on fire. Why? Beats me. I mean, I know we raised a lot of money for Special Olympics of Virginia. I guess that's why we did it. So we walked on fire. So this year, we had a pretty heavy lift to do better than that stuff. But I think we've done it. In fact, I know we've done it. And I'm going to give you one tiny little clue. I can tell you where it's going to be. It's going to be at the Texas Inn here in Richmond. Okay. Texas Inn, that operation, as you know, that's Dave Saunders, my buddy, just a fantastic human being, and his team over there. They've been enlisted, roped in, suckered, I mean, however you want to phrase it, I don't care. But that's where we're going to do it. We're going to do it at the Texas Inn. It's going to be about 90 days from now. It's going to be March over at the Texas Inn. And it is going to involve, well, you know what? I'm just going to leave it there. It's going to involve something that you would find at the Texas Inn, a lot of something you would find at the Texas Inn. So Carl Leonard will be with me Friday at 5:05 to make the official announcement. Make sure you are here for that. Oh, also tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you're here for Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, and especially Friday morning. Gosh, you got to make sure you're here. Because if we are really going to get an inch or more of snow, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. I mentioned to you that the New York Times dismantled and debunked a hoax that the Washington Post had run in a so-called report. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth was smeared up one side and down the other by the Washington Post, claiming that he had sent our forces to murder these people clinging to these pieces of boat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Remember that? I mean, it's only this week that it happened. Guess what? The New York Times, hardly a member of our vast right-wing conspiracy, they actually debunked the story. Is it that they hate each other that much, or they, I don't know. They're on the same side politically, obviously, the New York Times and the Washington Post. So I just found it really fascinating that the New York Times would go and do their own sort of investigation. I mean, all they had to do was reprint the Washington Post story, and it would have fulfilled what it was they really wanted to do, of course, which was to trash President Trump. That's what they always want to do. Instead, I don't know how it happened or why it happened, but they apparently accidentally, inadvertently engaged in journalism and reporting. And, well, yeah, now they went and they did the reporting and they looked at the story and said it's actually not true.
Wow.
Tennessee happened yesterday. A lot of people were looking for a lesson. Well, there is a lesson there. This special election in Tennessee. Let me tell you something. If you are part of the GOP in any way, and you're looking at it going, we pulled it off, then you're an idiot. Because this should be a gigantic wake-up call for every single solitary person who is a Republican or votes Republican or donates Republican or talks to or can even spell the word Republican. I don't want people to be fearful, but understand something. Because of so much fake news, because of the embrace of violence by so many on the left, there are a lot of people who have found that they're not enamored with conservatives. They're not enamored with Republicans. Some of it is fear. Some of it is fear. No, it is. Because there are people looking at this saying, you know, Jeff, it's not 2 months ago a leftist assassinated Charlie Kirk. Did you know there was just a study that was released today? There's only 24% of the people they interviewed, only 24% of them knew that it was a leftist who was the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk. That's not even getting into his love affair with one of these transgender guys. 24% of the people were aware that it was a leftist. Those of us who are conservatives, what have we begun to do? I think a lot of us have just stepped back from politics. A lot of us have done that. I'm including myself in that. Now, I include myself simply because I hate politics anyway. I really do. I hate politics. I love service, but I hate politics. But, you know, sometimes you got to talk about stuff. But I just find that a lot of this is fading away, and Republicans are going to be in for a really ugly wake-up call if, in fact, they don't get their act together before these midterm elections. So you had essentially an AOC knockoff with a bad dye job down in Tennessee. And she lost, but not by a huge amount. And the Republican won, but not by a huge amount. It's always in the details, right? The devil's always in the details. When you look at the numbers, you look at the shift from Republican to Democrat in every single county in that congressional district, every single one of them shifted to the left. That's a problem. Now, part of it is Davidson County. Davidson County is Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, actually, whether you know it or not, is a far left-wing outpost. But all the other counties are the suburban counties, some of the wealthier counties, some of the, quote, more conservative counties, and they all shifted to the left as well. Pay attention, folks. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I do feel like I'm in a lounge somewhere. I'm not a cigarette smoker, but I do feel like, well, I could be. I got like a whole Dean Martin feel to that. Cigarette in the one hand and the cocktail and a hand and a snack in the other hand. And well, anyway, all right. So Friday morning is going to be problematic. I almost said some rough sledding, but I don't know if it's going to be enough for actual sledding, but here's what we're looking at. Now, I got two different sources that I'm following. No, it's not the crazy guy. You got the one guy who every single time you turn around tells you it's the end of the world, as you know. Oh, my God, it's the worst storm in the history of storms. Like, dude, there's only so many times you can play that, you know? In addition to that, he's a far left-wing guy. I just always thought that was so funny. That was another one of those big moves that Aaron made when he was the program director here. I was like, yeah, he's got to go. And he did. Anyway, all right, so here's what I'm hearing. We had Matt DiNardo, you heard him a little bit earlier, saying, okay, he's thinking there could be a couple of inches of snow on Friday morning. I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now. They say about an inch, and that's where we are right now. Everybody seems to agree the snow on Friday is going to start at around 5 o'clock in the morning, which means, since you are a smart person, you're a thinking person, you will need to be right here, News Radio WRVA, listening to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera, starting right at 6 a.m. to make sure you get wherever it is that you need to go. Or, again, if we're really talking about an inch or more of snow, where you're not going to go. Because we both know schools are going to be closed and a lot of businesses are going to close. And we'll deal with it. It's also, this is going to be very entertaining. It's going to be Rich's first snow event here in Central Virginia. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I think he's going to be surprised. Pleasantly, I don't know, but definitely surprised at our reaction to a bit of snow Friday morning. It is 526. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, because I deserve it. That's why. Wow. All right. Well, don't let the door hit you, ma'am. You've done a huge amount of damage to the Richmond Public Schools, and now you can go and share that with an unnamed school division. Good for you. Bad for those kids, but, you know, hey, you deserve it. The Commonwealth doesn't deserve what's coming. And she's also going to be on some sort of a transition committee or a transitioning committee or something with the incoming Lieutenant Governor Ghazala Hashmi. So, hilarity will ensue for sure. I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong, right? All right, let me share a couple of things with you here. I got some really good audio that Jeremy, thankfully, was able to pull together. The Yakking Yentas at The View. Do we do an official warning with them, Jerm? I don't even remember. I should start taking notes. I really should. Somebody should do notes for... Can the robots do that? Can't we have an AI thing that takes these... I don't remember. So just in the interest of safety, hang on a second here. Take a sip of whatever it is that you're sipping, because I'm going to share with you a little snippet from The View, or as I like to refer to them, the Yakking Yentas, and I don't want you to do a spit take and spit that on your laptop or on your windshield, okay? Because I can't be responsible for the damage. All right, with that in mind, let's take a listen to cut number one.
You know, when you have clowns running an organization, it becomes a circus, right? Yeah. And so that's really, I think, what's happening here. What we have to understand is that the FBI is a crucial part of our government. It's within the rubric mm-hmm. of the Department of Justice. And what they are tasked to do is to protect the United States, our country, from terrorists and intelligence threats. They enforce domestic and international terrorism, foreign counterintelligence, cyber-based crime, public corruption, organized crime, white-collar crime, human trafficking.
But what do they do now?
I've worked with FBI agents. You know, I've worked with FBI agents as a federal prosecutor, and it is one of the most important jobs within the Department of Justice. And mm-hmm. the fact that you have 24 FBI sources, the fact that you have 114 115 page report saying that career FBI agents mm-hmm. are losing confidence in the agency and are leaving the agency mm-hmm. leaves our country unprotected from domestic and foreign threat. That is how serious this is. And will he leave? I don't think that President Trump will fire him, but I think he should resign. I think he should leave.
Trump resign. That doesn't mean you're going to do it.
It doesn't mean he's going to do it. He's just not qualified. He's not qualified.
We talk a lot here about how we're living in a time of misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah.
And in the report, we talked about how a lot of people criticize that not only Kash Patel, but Dan Bongino relies on social media.
Now, they went on to trash Kash Patel for taking a private jet, for taking the FBI private jet. You can say a lot of things about Kash Patel. He may not be the guy that remains at the FBI. I'm just telling you flat out. Might not be. And there are plenty of critiques. There's always somebody that's got something to say. I get it. Maybe it's founded, maybe it's unfounded. I think that's one of those things we have to wait and see. Now, I personally, and I am a little biased in this, I have never understood why the FBI, as an institution, in its 100-plus year history, has not had a president select a career FBI guy or gal to be the director. Right? Kash Patel is the 10th director. Is he not? Or is he the 9th director? No, maybe he's the 9th director of the Bureau. There's never been anybody up from the ranks. There have been some folks who have sort of kind of passed through the Bureau, went on to be a federal judge and stuff like that. I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I would love to see the president, whether it's this president or the next president, whether that's, I don't know, President J.D. Vance or President Marco Rubio, who knows? I would love to see them say, you know who I want? I want somebody who started out as a brick agent in the FBI and spent 20 years. That's who I want as the director. Generally speaking, the director has been more of a it's political. There's no way around that. And sometimes it has to do with the resume. Let me give you an example. During the first administration of President Trump, there were two finalists to become FBI director. One of them went to Yale, and one of them went to San Francisco State. They were both attorneys by training. The guy who went to Yale got the job. That was Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray turned out to be an utter unmitigated disaster. The guy that went to San Francisco State was Adam Lee, who you know and I know because he retired as the special agent in charge of the Richmond Field Office of the FBI. Adam was a career FBI guy. Adam was the guy that should have been chosen to be the director of the Bureau instead of Chris Wray, because had Adam Lee been the director of the FBI instead of Chris Wray, the crap that Chris Wray pulled would not have happened. Why did it go that way? Because Adam Lee went to a state school. Because Adam Lee does not have an Ivy League credential. But you know what he has? He got 25 plus years of serving this nation proudly, doing one hell of a job. And let me tell you something else. You talk to anybody who worked over there on Parham Road when he was the SAC. These guys and gals who worked for him, they would throw themselves onto a burning pyre for him, because he did right by the agents. He made sure that everybody was looked out for in the right way. And there were some amazing investigations, incredible arrests that came during his time there. Now, I only mention that because, again, the director of the FBI may or may not be long for the job. There's a lot of buzz coming out of D.C. And let me be clear, it's not just the Yakengentas of The View. I'm going to explain one thing in a second about why they, once again, are just bat crap crazy on certain things. But there are a lot of people saying, hey, you know what? It just doesn't seem like this is necessarily working out. I don't know. I'm not involved in that. I mean, I read these things. But I would again say, if President Trump is going to be looking for an FBI director, make a lot of sense to pick somebody who has devoted his or her life to the Bureau in serving this nation. And I do have a suggestion. So now let me get back to why the coven there was wrong yet again, as they were talking in this case about Kash Patel and how bad he is, how evil he is, because he takes the FBI jet. Do you know that it is a law that the FBI director must travel on the FBI plane? It is for security and safety reasons. So the fact that the FBI director is, in fact, traveling on the FBI plane is completely and totally legitimate. That's what the law says they have to do. Now, the follow-up is, in some cases, the FBI director, if he or she is on a purely personal trip, then he or she is supposed to refund some money to pay the Bureau for the use of that jet. Now, you could have a legitimate argument about that, but you cannot, ladies, have any discussion about the director of the FBI flying on the FBI jet. They're mandated to do that. Just thought I'd, you know, enlighten you, because it just seems like you missed that part of the briefing. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Let it snow, let it snow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate snow. Okay, Friday morning, we are looking at snow. Yep, starting probably around 5 o'clock in the morning. And we had Matt DiNardo telling us could be a couple of inches. We've got the Weather Channel saying about an inch. So I'm going to leave it to you with this proviso. It's going to snow Friday morning. And with any of this, even the threat of snow, you know that we're going to be dealing with it. You're going to have school divisions that are closed. We've got school divisions that just close because there's the threat of snow, right? Doesn't even have to be snow. It's just the threat of snow. So that's going to be an issue. There'll be things that will probably either not open or will be closing early. And then if we really do get a couple of inches of snow, as Matt DiNardo's talking about, I have to wonder Saturday for the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, if that is impacted. I don't know if there's a snow date. I mean, I really don't. There's a lot of stuff. There's 100 plus floats in this year's parade. So maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure, but stay close. And again, I would urge you listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera Friday morning, starting at 6, because by the time Rich hits the airwaves at 6, there will be snow from everything I have been looking at. All right, let me get to a couple of notes here. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, after the last newscast I paid attention to, Virginia folks are going to find out a lot of stuff they won't have input into because of the Marxist people being installed. That's Berkeley and Mechanicsville. You're right. You're right. Unrelated, 804 says, Jeff, but I'm texting because everything starts getting cheaper because of Trump. The installed regime in Virginia will claim it's because of them. Well, you know, there's something else happening. There is a really interesting report, which I have posted over on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook, this study indicates that the highest prices for gasoline in America are in states with Democrat governors. And this is not a political thing. This is AAA. They said the national average cost for a gallon of gasoline was $2.99. Highest, $4.54 a gallon in the People's Republic of California, $2.40 in Oklahoma. And I can tell you it's even less in Oklahoma. I got a buddy of mine reached out to me. He's in Oklahoma, and he's paying $2.09 as we speak. $2.09. How cool is that? Well, here's what's happening. All of those states where the actual prices are lower as a result of President Trump have increased the taxes. So even though the cost of gasoline is less, thank you, President Trump, the Democrats in control of those places have just said, well, just another opportunity for us to suck up even more of people's money. David in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, the Weather Channel relies on the National Weather Service. The local weather stations are far more accurate than any government agency. All right. Well, I don't know. Jeff, I worked for WRVA from 1998 to 2001 as a producer. It was owned by Clear Channel. Jim Jacobs was the afternoon guy, followed by Alan Price, Mac Watson, and Doc Thompson, to the best of my memory. I enjoy your show, Mitchell in Mechanicsville. Thank you. This is one, well, I'm just going to read it. Jeff, the thing that sets you apart from the other afternoon hosts I remember is the way you became an integral part of the community. You weren't just here to talk on a microphone. You plugged yourself in everywhere to the point that this community wants you here. That reflects very positively on you. Well, thank you. Thank you, 804. I am humbled, and I do appreciate that. All right, listen, I want you to have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.